Primark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W Tier.
KD2OGB Mobile, Long Island Expressway, eastbound.
W2OSR.
Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. Flymark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W2.
Toronto Bay Shore.
Items that still enrolled in major surgery, so we wish him the best. We got up Sunday morning, went to the park just to make sure. Let me lay it off. Important thing for August.
Transceiver, low band transmitter, another lot of stuff. With the ICOM
61337, and that you could reach Joe WB2HRO at 7
and 4 elements, etc.
Or K2TGW at Limark.org. That's reaching less at K2TGW at ARRL.net and K2TGW at Limark.org. Les, is there anything else?
No, George, just send me a customer.
I have a customer, but all I want is a pizza right now. This is KD2FIU with the Limark Swap and Shop. Would anybody else have anything for the net tonight?
KD2KND.
Net time complete.
KD2DAW supporting the net.
Okay, this is KD2FIU with the Limark Swap and Shop. Thank you, K2KNB, for joining. And KC2DAW. Rich, go ahead.
Hi, George. Thank you. So we still have a couple of club items. This is KC2KNB. A couple of club items to still sell. We still have the ASU 757. I just hesitate to put it up on eBay because it is a good deal for someone who was ready to get into HF. So this would be the ASU 757 with a Kenwood power supply. It's one that belonged to the club. We've used it for field day for many years. It's in good condition. Should be working fine. And with the power supply, we're looking for $300 for that. We also have an ICOM 735, which has been fired up and tested. Didn't fully check the output, but it does seem to be working. There is some problem with the LED screen in the lower left-hand corner. As a 2-meter, it could be 40 or 50 watts, I'm not sure. But that's the ICOM 2710 2-meter mobile radio, and we'd be looking for $60 for that. And again, this is all club money, goes directly to the club. So we also have a couple of rotators and rotor control boxes. We probably have three of them, and I'm not sure how big they are, but if you're interested in a rotor and control box, I believe one is a Yaesu. I'm not sure what the others are. On that, just send me what you're looking for, and I'll see what we have in the inventory. We also do have a bunch of control boxes. If you need a control box, has gone bad, and you need one, we have a bunch of assorted ones that, again, just let me know what you're looking for, and I'll let you know if we have it. I can be reached at K2KNB at Limark.org. And that's it. That's the net. K2KNB.
Okay, thank you, Richie, for those listings. This is KD2FIU with the Limark Swap and Shop. Richie has brought in some items from the Limark Club, starting with an HF transceiver, a Yaesu 757, including a power supply, a Kenwood power supply. That's a 10-meter Yaesu 757 and power supply asking $300. There's also an ICOM 735 HF transceiver, and it's got a small problem with the LED screen, but it's still fully functional and visible, asking $1. 50. There is an ICOM IC2710 2-meter mobile asking 60 for that. And there are various rotators and control boxes. Some of them are matched. There are additional control boxes available. And you can call Richie to see what you need and negotiate for that. Richie can be reached at K2KNB at Limark.org. That's K2KNB at Limark.org for those items. This is KD2FIU with the Limark Swap and Shop. Does anybody have anything else? Okay, I would like to thank WB2HRO, K2TGW, KD2OIE, KG2RY, K2KNB, KD2KNH, W2TE, KD2NSJ, KC2DAW for joining tonight. This net will be followed by Radio Newsline. I want to thank everybody for listening. This is KD2FIU, closing the net at 2104. 73.
Amateur Radio Newsline report number 2,284 with a release date of Friday, August 6, 2021, to follow in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. The following is a QST. Ham step up to help as monsoon ravaged parts of western India. The developer of well-known CW training software becomes a silent key and more call sign confusion in the former Falkland Islands dependencies. All this and more as Amateur Radio Newsline report number 2,284 comes your way right now.
From around the world, this is Newsline, Amateur Radio's independent on-the-air news and bulletin service. Now, reporting from Union, Kentucky, here's Neil Rapp, WB9VPG.
Our top story this week shines a light on the community service work of hams in western India who are helping others deal with the widespread destruction from recent monsoons. Graham Kemp, VK4BB, picks up the story from here.
As floods from the recent monsoon in the Indian state of Maharashtra swept through villages, raising the death toll for nearly 200, amateur radio operators traded their radios for relief kits and dispersed through the villages in the Tatara district to distribute help. The flooding late last month, which resulted in landslides and water levels surging to heights of 20 feet in some areas, prompted officials to undertake the state's largest flood evacuation in recent decades. The Tatara Institute of Hams handed over more than 100 kits containing basic groceries, blankets, water and medicine, according to postings on social media. Hams assisted in the assembly and distribution of the kits included Niron John Sutka, VU3GBS, Shantan Karandi, VU3GBC, and Rohit Basal, VU2MIB/W2MIB. Rohit told in an email that the ham radio team also helped establish communications between people in the affected area and officials in the local district administration. Writing on their Facebook page, the hams acknowledged the generosity of the station's benefactors. They wrote, and I quote, "Thank you, donors. This would not have been possible without your support." End quote. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Graham Kemp, VK4BB.
Weak signal propagation reporting remains a key source of hope in the search for the wreckage of a missing airliner. John Williams, VK4JJW, has an update.
Weak signal propagation reporting, or WISPR, is undergoing some refinements to help in the search for Malaysia Airlines Flight 370, which crashed more than 7 years ago in the Indian Ocean while en route to Beijing. The low-power digital communication protocol used by radio amateurs to test propagation is now being employed by aerospace engineer Richard Godfrey in conjunction with a system he developed known as Global Detection and Tracking of Aircraft Anywhere, Anytime, or GDTAAA. There'll be some preliminary tests in conjunction with Qantas airliner data before a different blind test is conducted later this year using the Malaysia Airlines data. The goal is to see whether tracking, with help from the GDTAAA system, can be more successful this time around. According to an article in AirlineRatings.com, the tests will take place in October and November with an eye towards ultimately finding the exact crash location. Two separate searches for wreckage over the 2014 crash came up empty, although more than 30 pieces of debris washed up in various places. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm John Williams, VK4JJW.
The U.S. Federal Communications Commission has approved the use of FM as an option for citizens band operators on the 11-meter band's 40 channels. The FCC adopted the change to Part 95 of its rules on August 3rd. The agency released a statement saying it believed manufacturers' addition of FM to their radios would likely improve operators' experience. The FCC said, quote, continuing to mandate AM capability while permitting dual modulation will provide benefits to CB radio users who will have an additional modulation option while maintaining the basic character of the service, end quote. The FCC authorizes Citizens Band to operate on 40 channels between 26.965 MHz and 27.405 MHz. Cobra Electronics, a leading manufacturer of Citizens Band's equipment, had petitioned the FCC for the rule change. A ham devoted to search and rescue work in his New Zealand community has become a silent key. Roberts Broomhead, VK3DN, gives us the details.
A lifelong New Zealand ham, who was among the many inscribed on the microchip on board NASA's Mars rover in 2012, has become a silent key. George Bora, ZL3PN, died on July the 4th. He was a life member of the South Canterbury Amateur Radio Club, which he had served as president. He had also been an amateur radio emergency communications section leader and repeater trustee. According to his obituary in the Tamaru Herald, the retired electrician was a Morse code enthusiast and was also an active participant in search and rescue missions. A ham since the age of 16, he marked the occasion of his 60 years in amateur radio with a special event call sign ZL60PN in 2010. George Bora was 87. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Robert Broomhead, VK3DN.
A well-known amateur in the world of CW has become a silent key. Jeremy Boot, G4NJH, tells us about him.
The developer of a popular CW used around the world has become a silent key. Ray Burlingham Goff, G4FON, was the owner of a computer-based trainer best known by his home call sign. He also held the US call sign N4FON and the German call sign DG4FON. Ray's software, which uses the Koch method, is credited with helping train thousands of amateurs to copy and send Morse code. Ray's website, g4fon.net, notes that he was first licensed in 1973 as G8HMH, a Class B license, with VHF privileges. By 1976, he'd become proficient in Morse code, and in November that year passed the code test that enabled him to upgrade to a Class A license and call sign. He moved to the United States briefly in the 1980s using the call sign G4FON-W9 in Chicago and G4FON-W1 in Boston. Much later, he gained his US and German call signs. According to websites, Ray's other amateur radio interests included contesting and homeschooling. In November 2006, Ray was nominated to join the prestigious first-class CW Operators Club, becoming member number 1874. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Jeremy Boots, G4NJH.
In Austria, a longtime radio amateur and founder of a notable archive has become a silent key. Ed Durant, DD5LP, has those details.
An Austrian journalist and children's book author who was also an avid radio amateur has become a silent key. Wolf Harant, OE1WHC, who founded the Dokufunk archive in Vienna, died on Tuesday, August 3rd, following a short illness. The archive, which began as a QSL card collection, contains more than 9 million artifacts relating to radio communication, history and amateur radio. The non-profit organization has been supported by individuals, broadcasters and radio associations for more than 3 decades. Wolf was perhaps best known among shortwave listeners of Radio Österreich International, where he was a podcaster on DD5LP.
Time for you to identify your station. We are the Amateur Radio Newsline, heard on bulletin stations around the world, including the K7MM repeater in Spokane, Washington, on Fridays at 5 p.m. Pacific time. Get ready for the QSO Today Virtual Ham Expo. It's back after retooling its platform, and as Stephen Kinford, NHWB, tells us, organizers are optimistic.
The QSO Today Virtual Ham Expo is returning on the 14th and 15th of August and will be based on the original platform used for the successful expo held in August of 2020. Organizer Eric Guth, 4Z1UG, host of the QSO Today podcast, said the move back to a single platform experience will avoid the widespread problems reported previously when the conference attempted to integrate two virtual convention platforms provided by different vendors. Eric said the platform known B-Fairs has implemented such upgrades as a video meeting lounge and said he anticipates what he is calling a flawless user experience. He said he hopes to exceed the expectations of more than 14,000 attendees at the live online event. He said a preview of the platform made available from 8 a.m. Pacific time on August 1st through 5 p.m. Pacific time on August 3rd so that prospective attendees can experience the environment without cost. The URL for the preview is in the printed script of this week's Newsline report at arnewsline.org. Eric said the platform will have a lobby, auditorium, exhibit hall, and lounges, as well as a variety of speaker presentations. For ticket information or to register, visit QSOtodayhamexpo.com. For Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Stephen Kinford, NAWB.
The dilemma for assigning prefixes to amateurs operating from certain locations near the Falkland Islands continues. We have an update from Ed Durant, DD5LP.
The Falklands government, which no longer issued VP8 licenses for amateur operation from the former Falkland Islands Defense, including South Georgia and the South Sandwich Islands, is reportedly favoring the assignment there of the VP4 prefix, formerly in Trinidad and Tobago. According to various reports, the prefix would be used in the remote regions by substituting the suffix with VP4AXX for South Georgia and South Sandwich and VP4BXX for British Antarctic territories. The VP8 prefix ceased to be used in those regions recently as a result of new communications legislation in the Falklands. VP8 licenses were formed by the expeditioners, which activates South Georgia and the South Sandwich Islands, as well as the Antarctic Peninsula, South Orkneys and South Shetland. There has been no public consultation sought by the Falkland Islands Communications Regulator on the issue. The British Antarctic Territories, South Georgia and South Sandwich Islands cannot issue their own license or assign call signs. Ofcom in the UK has left the option open for those locales to ask the Falkland Islands to administer licensing and call signs on their behalf, as had been the case up until early 2020. The report, which appeared on several news websites, is credited to de-expeditioner Alan Cheshire, VK6CQ or VP8PJ. For Amateur Newsline, I'm Ed Durant, DD5LP.
The annual Navajo Code Talker special event is going forward in spite of a COVID-19 closure of their usual site, the Navajo Nation itself. Ralph Squalachi, KK6ITB, has those details.
Although the Navajo Nation in Arizona remains closed as a result of COVID-19 precautions, the annual special event station honoring the Navajo Code Talkers of World War II will be on the air as scheduled between the 10th and 14th of August. This is the 17th annual celebration of the Native American members of the military who thwarted Japanese interception of their messages by using their language in their coded transmissions in the South Pacific. The special event station, N7C, will operate instead from the home QTHs of Ray, W7USA, Bob, K7BHM, John, W5PDW, and Herb, N7HG. Herb's father, John Goodluck, was among the original 29 code talkers in the United States Marine Corps who developed the code. John Goodluck died in 2000 at the age of 76. Be listening for N7C on 40, 20, and 17 meters. For additional details and QSL information, visit the station's page on QRZ.com. For Amateur Radio News, I'm Ralph Squalachi, KK6ITB.
In the world of DX, the on-again, off-again Bouvet Island D-Expedition 3Y0J appears to be out to being on again. The expedition co-leader Paul Ewing, N6PSE, said the team is negotiating a new charter for the 12 operators to be transported to the rare DX location in the South Atlantic. The de-expedition's plans were halted in June after Nigel Jolly, K6NRJ, captain of the Braveheart, canceled the contract with the de-expedition in preparation for his sale of the vessel. The team hopes to renew its fundraising efforts soon to reboot the de-expedition. Philippe, EA-4NF, is operating as EA-8/EA-4NF from the Canary Islands until the 14th of August. This is a satellite de-expedition to activate grid squares IL-27, IL-28, and IL-38 on both the FM and linear satellites. USL via Logbook of the World. During International Lighthouse and Lightship Weekend, which is taking place on August 21st and 22nd, the Listening Forum, VU2LU, Sridhar, VU3LS, Madhu, VU3NPI, and others, operating as AT8KLH from the Kapu Lighthouse, send QSLs to VU2AHM. Giovanni IZ2DPX will be active as CT8/IZ2DPX from three locations in the Azores between August 14th and 29th. Be listening for him on the HF bands where he will be using single sideband and the digital modes. Send QSLs to IK2DUW via club log. Bruce ZL1AAO will be in the South Cook Islands activating Attu Island until the 9th of August and then Rarotonga Island until the 19th of August. He will be using the call sign E51AAO and operating holiday style mainly on 40 and 20 meter single sideband. Send QSLs to ZL1AAO direct or by the Bureau. So you know your kilocycles and your megacycles? Well, meet a pair of hams defining the meaning of megacycle with the emphasis on the cycles, which in this case have handlebars, pedals, and an important purpose. Here's Jeremy Boot, G4NJH, with our final story of the week.
Perhaps the journey of this father-daughter duo should be called the Meter. They're on a 1,640-kilometer bicycle and radio route in the UK from Land's End to the Cape Wrath Lighthouse, and then on to John Boats. With bicycles and radios on hand, this duo will be getting on the air often during their 28-day trip, using primarily 1.5 and 430 megahertz FM, but also operating HFQRP and WSPR and APRS. Kev, G0PK, and his 16-year-old daughter Lauren, 2E0HLR, will be operating with their home call signs, except for when they camp at night, when they'll be calling as MX0KR, the call sign of the Kent Active Radio Amateurs Group. The two are making the de-expedition-style journey to raise money for the RNLI, the Royal National Lifeboat Institution, which save lives of mariners in the UK and the Republic of Ireland, the Channel Islands and the Isle of Man. The two share an enthusiasm for the outdoors, but also believe charitable causes can benefit from their adventures. On the project's GoFundMe page, Kev writes that the fund target is £5,000, roughly the equivalent of $7,000 in the US. He writes, quote, "The project will not just raise funds for the RNLI, but will also raise awareness of amateur radio as a scientific hobby that can be linked to other interests for people of all ages," unquote. For Amateur Radio, I'm Jeremy Boot, G4NJH.
With thanks to AirlineRatings.com, Amateur News Weekly, the ARRL, CQ Magazine, RK7DB, FCC.gov, FIS, G4FON.net, GoFundMe.com, Kent Active Radio Amateurs, QRZ.com, USO Today, Rohit Basal, VU2MIB, Satara Hams, Southgate Amateur Radio News, ShortwaveRadio.de, Ted Randall's QSO Radio Show, Tomorrow Herald, WTWW Shortwave, and you, our listeners, that's all from the Amateur Radio Newsline. You can write to us at newsline at arnewsline.org. For more information or to support us, visit our official website at arnewsline.org. For now, with Karen Eve Murray, KD2GUT, at the news desk in New York, and our news team worldwide, I'm Trapp, WB9VPG in Utah. Kentucky, saying 7-3. And as always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2021. All rights reserved.
Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W.
OGB Mobile. You there, George? 82 FIU. 82 OGB Mobile.
Fly Mark InfoNet tonight at 8:30. This is the W.
KD2OGB Mobile.